Jay, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in a very long time.
Yeah, when was the last time we chatted?
Probably how I met How to Train Your Dragon. I know we did The Sorcerer's Apprentice together. I know we did.
Now, were you about to say How I Met Your Dragon?
Yes.
Yeah, How I Met Your Dragon. It's a whole new.
Well, nice to see you.
It's great to see you. And I first want to say that you guys did such a great job in this.
Thank you.
I was also pleasantly surprised to see Michael Ironside and Sal Rubinek. Great actors they are.
Yeah, spectacular. Yeah, we were very, very lucky. Carrie always, Sal Rubinek, Michael Ironside. We were spoiled for riches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the audiences are going to get spoiled by Blackberry. It is such a brilliantly written, I don't even want to say it's, you know, it's a comedy. It's just human. And it follows, you know, such an interesting story. And I'm going to start with Jay. Tell me a little bit about Mike and how you got into the film.
So thanks for the kind words and for digging the movie. Mike, at least dramatically as expressed in this specific narrative and the way that, you know, Matt Johnson, the director, and I kind of figured out how to play him, is a guy who's like singularly obsessed with kind of one thing. He is created for one thing. He's like a sort of a Jimi Hendrix or Michelangelo, or take your pick, right? Although Michelangelo's a Renaissance man, so maybe that's not the best example, but you get my meaning, which is that he lives to do one thing. He lives in a very black and white world. Something's a piece of shit or it's good. And there's kind of, you know, and most of the world is the first thing. And he wants to make the world better by innovating. He is devoid of people skills or social instincts, and it makes sense in only one ecosystem. So that is just like everybody in the world wants, who likes acting, wants to play a character like that. How I got into it was like, well, first I was a fan of Matt Johnson's since his first film, The Dirties, and I'd been sort of following his career and digging everything he did. And then he and I kind of started to become acquaintances and get to know each other in Toronto. And then he just wrote a hell of a script with his producer, Matt Miller. And it was like, yeah, just a spectacular document. That was like, if we do half of this, we're going to make a special movie. So it was just like, you know, there was never once a doubt or a question about the quality. That, you know, that was never the issue. Sometimes you worry, do we have the means? Do we have the resources to compete? Because it was a small Canadian independent film. So, you know, we have a fraction of the resources of the movies that we get compared to, sort of Social Network or Air or any of, or Tetris. These are all movies that cost literally at a minimum 5 to 10 times what ours did. So there might be doubts about, can we pull some shit off? But there was never doubts about the creativity. We knew that they wrote something special. We had an incredible director. Getting to jam with Glenn every day made me better. And I knew that the movie was in good hands with him. So yeah, it was just like, I wish I had a great sort of anecdote about, oh man, if you'd talk to me during this movie, I'd say like, skip it. I'm gonna, you know, it's a spectacular movie that we knew was going to be spectacular. So it's, which it doesn't happen very often.
And Glenn, for you, playing Jim, I mean, as Jay's character, I think is more like, in my opinion, like a Captain Ahab. He's driven, he's motivated, he's obsessed. Your character is slightly different than that. I mean, he's a futurist. He sees profit.
Yeah, obsessed, just obsessed about different things, right? Like, you know, Mike's obsession with getting it perfect was good in some ways and a hindrance in others. You know, and if it weren't for Jim doing pulling shit, like saying, hey, we're going to New York tomorrow to show the prototype that he literally just told me was going to take him a year to build. And then you got to have somebody like that who knows when to push and when to back off. You know, but he was also of a singular vision, but it was all about sales, and he just understood the business world in a way that Mike didn't, you know, in the same way that Mike understood the actual technology in a way that Jim was completely baffled by.
And in working with an international treasure like Jay Baruchel, was it just butter from the get go?
It was fun. I like, you know, like, I really enjoy, working with people who understand comedy, because there's a playfulness to it. I just have my own personal philosophy is that I think, and again, I'm constantly testing this theory to make sure it's true. But, you know, I believe that whether you're acting in a comedy or a drama, that the actor should be on some level having fun. And I think it's easier to get into that mindset when you come from the world of comedy, because I think we've all realized that the best comedic performances are those where you're having so much fun and just letting the gods of comedy just kind of speak through you. And then you get into this like really interesting flow state. And coming from that world, and applying it to more dramatic material was really fun to do with somebody like Jay, who comes from in some ways a lot of the same background as I do. So yeah, I mean, applying that sense of playfulness to a dramatic project was a lot of fun.
When audiences see this, I mean, what do you think they're going to take away from watching Blackberry?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What I think they'll take away? No idea. I hope they dig it. I hope that they sit down for an old school movie experience where you get your money's worth, where it's fun and exciting and moving, and those 2 hours fly by, and you could have spared another two, you know, and it's just kind of like, it's an old school crowd pleaser. Like when I was a kid, you know, I'm 41. When I was a kid, the world still kind of made movies like this before we got kind of, separated into extremes of, you know, micro budget or Bond, Harry Potter, Star Wars, you know, and Marvel. Hopefully we just made a good movie that they enjoy, and that maybe they walk out into this garbage fire we call 2023 and realize how profound an effect that these nerds in Kitchener-Waterloo had on how all of us participate in the world today.
Mm-hmm. I really want to thank you both for your time. It's great catching up with you, Jay, and meeting you, Glenn. This is a great film, as you
thank said. You.
As a film critic, I watched this and I was blown away by not just the top, you know, four people's performances, but down to the extras, down to the background people.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just amazing film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys that played all the tech nerds that surround Mike are just so phenomenal. None of them are really even actors. That's the crazy thing. They're all like filmmakers in their own right. But
I agree with you.
Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah, he just. Matt did such a great job populating the entire film with interesting personalities.
Yeah, and my final word is, you know, you look great in gray hair, by the way. Just.
Oh well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. My wife breathed a bit easier the you know throughout that shoot. Yeah,
because she knows where it's headed.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know,
if I could,
you never know where it's headed.
Exactly. Fair enough.
You guys, take care, and great conversation, great film. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. I'm glad you enjoyed it.